Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 418 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. 43 is our current temperature. Just checked the rain gauge, dumped out another 0.03 inch. So it's been drizzling on and off all morning long. And we've picked up 0.06 total this morning on top of the 0.15 that I dumped out from yesterday. So there you go. Well, I've been trying to get a hold of our guest, and right now, no response. So we're going to get into music that Howard provided me with. And let's see, once I just need to find some of that for you. So, yeah, the Herbie Schneider Band, that was Howard Schneider's dad. Played with him for a number of years, now has his own band, and also directs and leads the Jan Garber Band. So we're going to hear a little bit of that music right now. Continue to try to get a hold of Howard and visit with him. So in the meantime, I'm going to start things out with one called the Putzig Polka, the Herbie Schneider Band. The Herbie Schneider Band, and that was Howard Schneider's dad. They're out of Wisconsin. Great sounding band from days gone by. That was the Putzig Polka. Right now, it's the Westphalia Waltz as we continue to try to get a hold of Howard. That's Howie Schneider. Thank you. Great recording there of the Westphalia Waltz. Yes, an old Babe Wagner tune recorded by the Herbie Schneider Orchestra out of Wisconsin back in the days. And, of course, Howard there on the trumpet. Music continues at 7 minutes before the hour of 12 noon as we continue to try to make contact with Howard. And I believe he's wintering in Arizona. And I have a hunch that the time change probably goofed him up. And he might be in church right now. So we'll continue to see if we can get a hold of them. But in the meantime, more music by the Herbie Schneider Orchestra, one called the E-I-E-I-O Polka. And that was the Herbie Schneider Orchestra with the E-I-E-I-O Polka. We're now at 4 minutes before the hour of 12 noon here in central Minnesota. 43 our current temperature here in Albany. And we have Howard Schneider on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Howard Schneider. Howard, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I hear you have a little bit of colder weather than we have here in Arizona, but in any event, it's great hearing from you again, and look forward to talking to you today.
You bet, you bet. Well, we don't know a whole lot about you, so we've been playing music by your dad's orchestra in the meantime while I was to get a hold of you, and so first of all, tell us where you were born and raised, a little bit about your parents. Obviously, your dad had a good band there. We've been playing some of his music, and what brought you to music to today? So just kind of fill us in.
Okay, I was actually born back in 1948 in Brothertown, Wisconsin, a small little town. I went to Chilton High School. And beyond Chilton High School, I went into University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, got my music degree back in the 1970. And I taught high school band at both Chilton and Horicon, and finished at West Bend after 12 years. Also was in the NORAD band, which is North American Air Defense Command band out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, because I was drafted back, of course, after 1 year of teaching high school band Horicon. And I served almost 4 years in that band. We traveled all over the country playing. I was in their NORAD Commanders, which was their top dance band, and also in the concert band. So we did a lot of traveling, a lot of marching throughout Canada and the United States. In fact, the band was made up of, on the American side, Army, Air Force, and Navy, primarily Air Force, and Canadians. So we were the only binational band. In fact, the whole idea was originated by a major from the Air Force, and he sold the Pentagon on having a binational band. So that's how I served my service time back in the 1970s, early 70s. And when I got out, I ended up teaching at Chilton High School and also West Bend. And since then, I've been, I had my own big band back in the late 80s, and I was a sideman before that, played in a lot of different bands. My dad's band, ever since I was 16 years old, he had a polka band. We also played modern music, and played mainly in southeastern Wisconsin, and that's where we made that recording in Saukville. Before they had even CDs or cassettes out, that was long play records, that we converted that to a CD. Focus and Waltz from Wisconsin, and that was a family band made up of my dad, Herbie Schneider, and then myself. I played trumpet and also doubled on saxophone. I wrote the arrangements for the band primarily, and my brother Les was on the saxophone along with my dad. So we incorporated actually three saxophones, two trumpets. The other trumpet player was a Nunn family member, Eddie Ike, and then, of course, my mother, Teresa Schneider, was playing piano, and my brother, Stan Schneider, playing bass. And on that recording, another one of my brothers, I believe Wayne, was playing the drums. So we had a family band, and there are, of course, other family bands out there performing today. And we had a good time. We played a lot of Czechoslovakian music, music of the Roman Gods Orchestra. And I pursued after that. I had a chance to buy a big band library, which I did, because I played in the big bands both in college and also when I was in the Air Force. And I bought a library and pursued that. It was a tenor library, a lot of arrangements written out of a gentleman from Chicago. And from there, I got I was contacted to run the Jan Garber Orchestra, which is the name band of yesteryear, along with Guy Lombardo, Sam McKay. And we traveled throughout the country part-time, that is. I was teaching high school band at the time, and so we did a lot of traveling. We were on the riverboats, the Mississippi Queen, the American Queen, sharing voyages with some of the bands I mentioned, like Sammy Kay, Guy Lombardo, Jack Morgan, who took over his dad's band, the Russ Morgan Orchestra. So we had a good time doing that. We played the Avalon Ballroom, where Jan played years ago. That's just off the coast of California, of L.A., and the Avalon Ballroom is still going today. Of course, big band music is popular today as far as traveling, playing. There's very few bands that are playing on a regular basis. I think the Glenn Miller Band is one of a few. And it's a different environment as far as it gets performing nowadays. Most of our listeners and dancers are people that are probably 60 and older. And as far as that goes, and of course, as we get older, we either slow down a little bit in our dancing and whatever, or we better make her. So it's been interesting. Since then, of course, I've been dealing for 37 years. I'm a financial planner. I'm part of the Barling Dinner Show for the last 13 years here, out here in Arizona, Gold Canyon area, which is actually the Apache Junction. It's a family show. It's one of the top-rated shows in the whole Phoenix area, and we have a mixture of horn players as well as string players in the band. We have some very top entertainers here in the United States performing in the band. There's about 12 of us. And my specialty is, of course, imitating Louis Armstrong. Wonderful World was my signature song. I also do Hello Dolly and a few other songs like, Mack the Knife. And so we do other things. We back up some of the other entertainers. So I've been doing that in addition to my financial planning today. And had a chance to play with a very popular band up in your neck of the woods, actually from North Dakota, Matt Hodick.
Oh, yeah.
He was down here, and because a lot of people aren't traveling too much with bands nowadays, but he needed a couple of players, a piano player, and that's my sister Phyllis, who's played with our Jan Garber Orchestra, and also a very accomplished piano player, in fact. And I played with his band saxophone and trumpet on 6 engagements out here this past spring. And in fact, I got a chance to play my valve trombone, which I haven't played for a while. But as a band director, of course, you learn all the different instruments to some degree. And I've been, you know, practicing a lot of my spare time on things like the tenor alto sax. I have a barry sax, things of different sorts. But trumpet and piano are my main instruments.
Well,
so
that's...
I've been enjoying playing music since I was 16. I'm 74 right now, so I guess that encompasses quite a few years. Travel all over the country playing, as well as Canada. And I've been meeting a lot of great people. I played up in New area, the Medina Ballroom with the Jan Garber Orchestra in the past, and St. Cloud. I played at different places in Minnesota. So it's been a real treat, and I thank the good Lord up there for keeping me in good health that I could entertain and, you know, be a factor in other people's lives, making them happy as far as our concerts are concerned, as well as our dance schedules.
So, very good.
Hopefully, it's still going strong, I guess, as we go along.
You bet. You bet. Well, Howard, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so we usually take a break at this time and read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and conclude the conversation with you, if that's all right.
That sounds great, Si.
Okay, so the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. We received some sausage seasoning samples at the annual meat convention just a few weeks ago. We had time to try some this past week, so new this week at the St. Joe Meat Market are our cooked Alfredo brats and our smoked badger with jalapeno cheese brats. They are both very good, but don't just take my word for it. Come in and pick some up for yourself. I think you'll be impressed. This week, the Lady Lions, yes, the Y2K Lions, will be hosting their brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The ladies do just a wonderful job of cooking and serving. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week, it's our smoked funeral hot dish brats. Come in this week and stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. And as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Howard, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up that meat package and we send it out to you. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that sound for you?
That sounds fantastic. In fact, I'm trying to lose weight, but in this case, I think, I don't know if I'll be putting any more. I do enjoy sausages, especially a lot of that homemade stuff, et cetera.
You
in
bet.
In fact, even in Wisconsin, we have a place called Johnsonville. I guess they travel all over the country.
Yep, I know of them. Yep, yeah, good company, you bet. So, well, very good. Well, through your conversation here, I didn't detect, are you married in a family, or what is your situation there?
I am currently single. I have four children. I was married for about 37 years, but in any event, I guess we sort of went our both our separate ways.
Okay.
Being in music primarily, and
yep.
And you know, we still communicate things of the sort. I have a home out here in Arizona in Gold Canyon, and I have a rental unit up in Sholo. And of course, it's really nice out here. By the way, I shouldn't even mention it to you, but we've been expecting to get in the 90s and possibly hundreds this week.
Wow!
In Arizona, and the sun's shining, and they're standing up in North Dakota. I was talking to Matt Hodick not too long ago, and I guess they're getting snow and different. You know, they had a little longer winter than you could expect, which I was used to for years back in Wisconsin because you know.
Yep.
Performed a lot during the winter months out there too, but anyway, it's sort of nice being out here just to go out and enjoy that wonderful sun and get a lot of other work done. And my passion besides music, I was going to mention, I'm involved in Bible study.
Okay.
Non-denominational, basically. I was brought up in organized religion, but anyway, we get into scripture a lot, and you know, when you look at what's going on in this world today, when I sing that song Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, there is going to be a wonderful world, I guess, at the end of the tunnel here as we go down the road here. But in any event, right now we're faced with a lot of adversities that gets going on and people.
Absolutely. You bet. And that is very true. Sure. You bet. Well, Howard, you mentioned you have four children then. Any of them into music or is that a lost art?
Yeah, is what?
I say, any of the four children involved in music, or is that becoming a lost art for like Rio?
I had one of my daughters sing a song on one of our Jan Garbert big band CDs, but none of them have pursued it. They took lessons years ago. Like our family of 11 years ago, we all started on piano.
Sure.
I remember back in those days, you wouldn't believe it was 50 cents for a lesson.
Yeah.
For a half hour lesson. Especially how times have changed and inflation has taken over. But in any event, none of the four. I have a son who lives out in California, and he's a little over 40 years old, but he's an entertainment law, his wife's a lawyer. And, he pursued other things. He played drums. And then I have another son who is somewhat in the music and acting back in Wisconsin. He's very much into everything from tap dancing to acting to singing, but it's a tough life to, you know, you need a big break out there sometimes, more than even talent to I guess, you know, land that unique or individual job. In fact, I think it was a stroke of luck and God's help that I got, you know, the Garbert Band to play out here in Arizona about 13 years ago, and since then I've been out here playing for 6 months in a row.
Okay.
Our season goes from actually October through the end, towards the middle of April. In fact, we just finished our season. So I'll be heading back to Wisconsin on this Thursday for a couple of weeks, coming back here and back and forth, because I have businesses in the insurance business and investment business in both states. So I'm still working here at my tender age. Enjoy it. I enjoy entertaining very much so with people at the show. And we have a capacity of about 300 people thereabouts. It's a dinner show. And I know a lot of people come down here from all over the country. And we're usually sold out. So to get a chance to go to and Google Barlene's dinner show, I mean, their schedule's going to be coming out shortly for our next season beginning in November. And we have everything from variety shows to country western to rock and roll. And it's a fun time. The write-ups have been very good about our performance, and people enjoy it.
Well, that sure sounds like fun. So you said you used to live in Wisconsin the year round, and then now since this opportunity presented itself, then with travel you're able to go back and forth, and so you're really not a native of either one, but just happens to be where you are at the time, huh?
That's about it, because like I said, I have quite a few clientele. I've been in the insurance business, investment business for 37 years, so most of my clients are back in Wisconsin. So I have work to do back there. I have a son living in and a daughter living in Wisconsin. It gives me a chance to be with them again. I actually have two daughters living in Wisconsin and one out in California. So it's been busy. I've been very busy on my side. I've been writing arrangements for different people, including my dad's arranging years ago for his musical library.
Okay. Now, your dad, very successful band leader. What instrument did he play?
My dad played alto and tenor sax and clarinet. And
okay.
He was back in World War II days. He was actually in an army band.
Okay.
He was stationed in Fort Raleigh, Kansas, and actually when the war broke out, then he had to go over to the Philippines, and I guess they all had, they weren't playing as much as they were actually, you know, fighting the war. So, yeah, my mother, she grew up playing piano, and her family was very very musically inclined. They were musicians, and they all played, and, you know, I don't just say polka bands, but polka, they played waltzes, and also they played some modern music, too.
Sure, sure.
Also the Brian band.
You bet, you bet. Well, that's great. So what was the instrumentation like in your dad's band? Did they have a concertina or accordion player? Or?
Back then, I think there's more people playing accordions than there were concertinas. We didn't have a concertina player or an accordion player, actually. We had two saxes, my dad and my brother, and then, of course, I doubled on saxophone. So we actually would employ three saxophones. I was going back and forth between trumpet and sax, and then I played trumpet. We had another trumpet player, so two trumpets. Actually two saxes, and when you add me, that's three. And then with piano, bass, and drums, okay. Bass being a tuba, not okay. An upright bass.
Okay. And polka music, really quite a contrast for you to, say, the big band music now. I mean, you're on the level there with Glenn Miller and Sammy Kaye and some of those big bands like that, Jan Garber Band, very well known. And that's quite a switch, huh?
It is, you know, in a sense. I mean, it's like, I guess, getting used to the different climates between the winters and the Midwest and out here, the sunshine, et cetera, and hot water, especially in the summer. But it is, I mean, it's like putting on a different coat. I grew up playing the different styles, and I think this is one thing, you know, as we hire different musicians throughout the country, or if I played, like I've played already with the Russ Morgan Orchestra and some other big bands, and you try to become educated in their style by listening to recordings and get used to it before you even show up. And then, of course, if you're playing for the first time, you have, you know, sight reading is very important, that you could read notes right on sight, because, well, there's a lot of fine musicians out there that don't even read music, but they are heck of fine players, you know. So
sure.
It's not, you know, it's, you still have to use the same techniques, et cetera, and things of this sort, but you got to learn to play the styles, and I had a great time. And my sister did too, play with the band Hodic Band out of North Dakota.
Sure.
This spring, and we're going to be playing with them next year again. And got to play a lot of the old songs that my dad had in his library, and even modern stuff. And these guys are some fine musicians. Never heard of the band till they came down here, and then I got they asked me to play along, and through a friend of theirs. And so we had a just great time when we sort of blended in. It was like playing music we played primarily about 30, 40 years ago.
You bet, you bet. You know, I myself played for a number of years with some of the various polka bands up in our area here, but we'd get down to the Twin Cities area, for example, and so Medina and the Bell Ray and Schlieff's Little City and some of those ballrooms right in the Twin Cities area. And I know a lot of times on the billboard or on the bulletin board there, the posters would be there, and we'd see our poster there showing that we were playing on that specific evening. But then maybe on the next evening or so, there was like big band music, it would say Jules Herman or Guy Lombardo or whoever the case might be. And being that we were playing, we never got to take in some of those. But, I mean, there was a lot of people that would come out, and dancing was very much sought out in those days, I would have to say.
It was. In fact, Dave Travel, when I did a little history on the Jan Garber Orchestra, which is actually my mother's favorite big band years ago, and I always enjoy listening to it too. And what happens, you know, you find out when we played up like at the sort of ballroom, you know, people years ago, even when Jan was there were people that drove hundreds of miles after work to go dancing to these bands. And these were full-time musicians, because that was a full-time job for them. Now it's most people out there, except for the Glenn Miller Band, which is usually on tour. You know, most of us are what they call part-time musicians. We don't play, you know, six, 7 nights a week, except over here in the show. We have quite a few engagements, you know, for dinner shows, et cetera. We have about 3 days off out of the week, but yet on some days we have double headers where we play a matinee and evening show. So I'm being kept quite busy doing that, but it is, it's really fascinating when you start reading about the history of the bands years ago, and even polka bands, you know, what have you. I mean, it was more, even over the last years, I sometimes would have over 100 jobs a year. I mean, it tailored off somewhat, which I don't mind because I like some free time here to do other things like teaching my Bible study class and also just trying to get out there and play golf, which I haven't done for a few years. Luckily for people on the golf course, I haven't been playing. it's been an interesting thing, and I don't, you know, I'm still being kept busy here writing music, and I go out as a single on my keyboard. I play a lot of nursing homes out here when I'm not playing with Marlene's, and I'm also back in Wisconsin. So I enjoy doing that as a single. I go out with everything from a Dixieland band to different size big bands to a small combo to. And I have arrangements from all of, you know, that are actually original arrangements from either, like, the Jan Garber band, and I would transcribe music off of, like, even some of the bands up there in your area, like the Six Fat Dutchman. They went, What They Do in Minnesota. Transcribed off a record that's on my father's recordings. So I wrote most of those arrangements because at that time, you know, we all played. It's good to be playing arrangements so you're all in sync with your harmonies and things of this sort.
You bet. You bet. Well, reminisce with us a little bit. So back in the days, playing like you did, you know, even with your dad's, the ballrooms, some special ones that you really enjoyed frequenting, where did you all play?
Well, with my dad's band, we primarily played right in southeastern Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee area, up to Green Bay, one ballroom. We were with my dad's band. They had a TV show every Sunday, and they usually had a host band up there, which was Gene Hire's band. And then, of course, another band would come and play maybe 15 minutes. It was at the Riverside Ballroom in Green Bay, a nice big ballroom. And we were on there several times along with other different polka bands. And that was one very unique ballroom in Wisconsin that I played. We've also played, of course, Summerfest down in Milwaukee and some of these areas. So there's a lot of, you know, ballrooms, a lot of places to play on weekends, usually church picnics, the firemen's picnics on weekends. There's never a weekend that you can't plan on going someplace to hear, especially polka bands play and things of this sort, which is a very happy music. It's like playing Dixieland music on that tempo.
Yeah.
As far as with the Garber band, I think one of the neatest ballrooms historically ever played was the Avalon Ballroom off the coast of California, and that's where Jan was actually sort of a house band way back in the 30s. The Wrigley's, if you remember the Wrigley Spearmint Gum and that, they actually built that ballroom. It's still going today, and they have some big band dances out there, but not as much. But another ballroom, which is very unique, I played it, was in Indianapolis. That ballroom down there, they had a sort of a rounding maple tree floor, which is very nice to dance on. And I guess is one of the nicest ones I've ever played. And there's some other ones even out here that are nice, but I think the ballroom down in Indianapolis, I'm trying to remember the name of it off the top of my head. The Avalon Ballroom off the coast of California was great. Medina Ballroom is nice to play in, too. We played up there, and I always have a soft heart for Midwest. You can always tell those Midwestern people when they come out here, friendliest people you want to find. So I enjoy it. I'm looking forward to playing with Matt's band again this next year. And he usually comes down here in February, I think part of March. And he has several bands, very fine band. I never heard of them until I played with his group, and I was very, very impressed with his group. So, the Indiana Roof is the ballroom, by the way, in Indianapolis.
Okay.
They're still running big bands down there, I think, about once a month. The Surf Runs Ballroom, they have a big band series this summer for about 2 or 3 months with maybe 2 bands per month up there. But it's really cut back a lot. And that has to do with economics.
Yep.
It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is.
That's right. Now, the Avalon Ballroom that you were mentioning, that's probably the same ballroom that the Lawrence Welk Show was taped in for a number of years.
Yeah, Lawrence played on quite a few places. Jan was very popular. If you read up about his history, especially in the Chicago area, he was more popular than Lawrence Welk before Lawrence made it big out in California.
Okay.
But the Aragon Ballroom and Trianon Ballroom in Chicago, I think one of them burned down. I think it was the Aragon just a few years ago. And we played down there on occasion. That was a very nice ballroom. And the same thing with the Trianon. So it's just that, like I said, it's tougher today, too, as far as, I guess, finding musicians that play that style.
Mm-hmm.
You have jazz bands, but it's a little bit different, you know, when you're playing in a jazz band, I guess. You know, everybody's playing higher and louder and faster just on certain songs. And they are becoming a lot, I think, better trained just even through YouTube listening. And there's even lessons you can go on YouTube and learn how to play maybe the trumpet, saxophone, and different piano, whatever. And you see it all over. So I mean, things have changed so much, I think, with that realm. And also with what are people going to listen to now and be willing to pay, you know, money for it. A lot of small groups are out there now. Karaoke is still big. You know, people go out with one or two pieces. It all boils down to, you know, as far as the money is concerned.
You bet. Yeah. Well, for the folks just joining us, I should tell them that we're visiting with Howard Schneider. And Howard, of course, great trumpet and sax man, had his own band. You now own the rights or direct the Jan Garber Band, and of course played with your dad's band, the Herbie Schneider Band. So, yeah. Been fun visiting with you. Howard, if I can, I would like to ask you if you would want to share a memorable moment with the listeners. I usually ask everybody towards the end of the interview, and it can be good, bad, or otherwise, an award type of thing, or playing before a certain crowd or a certain event, or getting stuck in a snowstorm, or what do you have for us today?
Well, that would take quite a few hours to tell you about some of those events that I can recall, but I think the most memorable, music is sort of the universal language of all mankind. And when I play out here at the Barlean's Dinner Show, I've been doing the impersonation of Louis Armstrong.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And people will come up and say, you sound just like Louis, or even some people say you sound better than Louis. But I had some people come up and shared stories to me of that song called What a Wonderful World. And actually, it got really popular when Louis was introduced in that movie, Good Morning Vietnam, starring Robin Williams back, I think it was the 70s.
Yeah.
And, but they played it over that radio show. And when I sing that and play it, it's on one of my recordings that I know you have up there.
Right.
And it brings tears to my eyes. Cause when people come up to me, they'll have tears in their eyes and say, they'll share a story. I had one in particular where a lady, they were going to have it at her daughter's wedding, and that song played, and I guess she had passed away before the wedding, but then her son got married 6 months later, and they played it, whatever band played it at that. So I usually, as soon as I start singing that song, people really respond to it. There's some nice words to it. And it's very popular. It's still being played quite a bit. I think one of Louis Armstrong, they call it Satchmo, biggest hits. And hearing people's stories, I've even played it at a Marine's funeral that didn't want it that played, even in lieu of, of taps. So, it brings, when you touch people's lives like that, that's the whole thing with music. It's communication. And if you brought back some memories, it really gets you. You can't put a dollar and cents on those kind of emotions that are how you've enlightened or enriched your lives. And I thank the good Lord for giving me, the talent to share that with people, and hope I can do it for many more years to come. So,
you bet. And one final comment that I would just invoke here is back when I started out, and I graduated from high school in 1970, and I was already playing in the polka band scene. And playing with Tony and Betty Wolf and the Deutschmeisters out of central Minnesota here. And they had a trumpet man by the name of Ollie Kerbin. And I learned a lot playing alongside of him. He was playing the first book and I played second. And he told me back in those days, anybody can play loud, but it takes a good musician to play soft. And I don't think there was any truer words spoken than that. He used dynamics. He, he played with feeling. And I think a lot of the younger musicians maybe aren't quite as passionate as some of the older ones were back in those years. Would you say the same?
Yeah, very. What you said there, really, and I share this with a lot of, my students over the years, too. It's not how many notes you play. People have come along, and I don't I'm not degrading people like Maynard Ferguson. These people, it seems like, you know, the higher the notes you play, maybe the louder or the faster notes, because, you know, you have your technique and this stuff, they get really impressed with it. But some of the best speeches you ever remember from years ago are the shorter ones.
Yeah.
That's why the KISS method, always keep it short and simple.
Yeah.
Unless you count Basie, or listen to Count Basie, you just put those little piano notes in there and did the fills, and the guy was a fine piano player. So it's not how much you say, but what you say, and it's communication, and have you gotten through to your listener out there where they all come up to you and say, you know, did you play that pretty?
Yeah.
And a good trumpet player I always like to listen to is Bobby Hackett.
Okay, yep. I've heard of him.
He wasn't a screech player. He was a guitar player also, but if you listen to him on, you know, some of the Glenn Miller's, like String of Pearls, he did that solo, and even played with Jackie Gleason and some of his bands. This guy played so tasteful and pretty, and that's, you know, to me, that adds so much more than just trying to, you know, show off and say how loud or high you can play it, because you're the best trumpet player if you can do that. But that's sort of our culture now, and there's guys that came along, and they're fantastic players. I mean, Maynard, perhaps he could play up in the stratosphere, but yet I've gone to some of his concerts and I had to move back several aisles. It just sort of blows you off the stage.
Yes, you bet. Well, Howard, our time has about run out. We really want to thank you for taking time out for us and visiting with us. And I always tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that for you?
It sounds great. And I think, like I said, we give praise to the Lord for, I think, everything that, you know, that he does for us. And there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's all I can see. It's
well,
the world we're living in right now.
Very good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great day out there in Arizona, and we'll see you soon, all right?
All right, thanks, Si. You have a great day, too, and I'd like to best wishes and Godspeed to all your listeners.
Very good. With that, have a great afternoon out there, Howard, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here.
Okay.
And there he goes, Howard Schneider, our 418th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got more music coming up by the Herbie Schneider Band, the Jan Garber Band, and the Howard Schneider Orchestra. Larry Zavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Our 418th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Wonderful guest, yes, Howard Schneider. enjoyed visiting with him, and we got a late start there because of the time change, a little bit goofed up. So it's only 10:30 out in Arizona, where we're at 12:30. So, yeah. But we got him in, and that's what counts. So right now we're going to do a couple of selections yet by the Herbie Schneider Orchestra, and then we're going to try some music by the Jan Garber Orchestra and Howard's Band as well. Here's the one that he talked about during the interview, Herbie Schneider Orchestra with What Do They Do in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, oh, what do they do in Minnesota? In the cold, cold, frosty winter time. Now when it's warm in the summer, they go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love, they're busy making hay. But when all frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores and stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
The Herbie Schneider Orchestra out of Wisconsin, Chilton, Wisconsin area. And yeah, what do they do in Minnesota? Great polka tune there. One more on the way with the Herbie Schneider Orchestra, one called After We're Married Waltz. Thank you. The Herbie Schneider Orchestra, one called After We're Married Waltz. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet here at 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 42 our current temperature here in central Minnesota. And the first portion brought to you by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfek, the owner and itinerary planner and guide. And yeah, she does a great job. If you've never been on a Jeannie B tour yet, you're missing it. Boy, you got to jump on one of those buses. And she's got all sorts of trips lined up for the summer. So if you're looking for a daycation, that's a one-day trip. There's a whole itinerary full of them. I'm looking at them here. In May, they're going to see something called the Flowers, Food, and Fun. That's a Arboretum, Minnesota Arboretum Tulip Tour. Then on the 18th, they're going to do the Guys and Dolls Sights to the West Mystery Day. June 9th, Surprise Day, Sights of Stearns County. Hop on board and see what's out your back door. How about that, huh? June 21st, Ladies' Day Away. July the 4th, Sailing, Sipping, Shopping, Stillwater. There you go. Music in the Woods, that's at the Jasper's Theater Musical, July 14th. Also July 21st, it's all about the mansions and gardens. So those are some neat, and there's more all lined up through the summer. Neat daycations. Now, if you're looking for a day or two-day thing, the mini-cations, they're called. There's a Springtime Mystery, May 9th through the 11th. Slots of Fun, Triple Tour. That's the Jackpot Junction, Royal River, and Dakota Magic. That's May 15th through the 17th. There's another three-day Take Me Away to Red Wing, Wabasa, and Northfield. That's June 1st to the 3rd. And that list goes on. And then if you're looking at extended tours like we just recently did, that Lenten Journey to the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum, well, that was in April, but they're going to do it again. That's coming up in fall. So, yeah, it's a fun trip, and, boy, you'll have a great time. Some other great trips that they have planned are the Medora Musical. That's July 8th through the 11th. There's also Shipshewana, Indiana. That's going to be in June, the 23rd through the 28th. What else do I see? The Canadian Rockies and Glacier National Park, Banff Lake, Louise. So, yeah, some big trips there. So depending on what you're looking for, you can always find a trip with Jeannie, and you're sure to have a great time. So check out her website, www.jeanniebeestours.com. Or you can call her for more information. The office number is 320-345-1581. Jeannie's cell, that is 320-249-8149. So Jeannie B's Tours, fun traveling group, treats and lots of excitement on the bus. And yeah, speaking from experience, we've gone last summer to Medora. We've seen that show out there. That was great. We didn't think anything could top that. And then we went to the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, and that was even more exciting. The whole bus, we just had a great, great time. So check her out. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, I promised you music by Jan Garber Band. So here's an old standard, one called the Muskrat Ramble. We'll be right back. Oh, some good stuff for you, for sure. There, one called The Muskrat Ramble, and that is the Jan Garber Orchestra under the direction of Howard Schneider out of Kewaskum, Wisconsin. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 43 degrees. One more off of that CD. This one, I'm going to sit right down. Jan Garber Orchestra.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm going to smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah! Oh yeah, I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, and make believe it came from you.
Some big band music there for you. Jan Garber Orchestra, I'm going to sit right down. Good stuff. 14 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 43 degrees here in central Minnesota in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yes, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And boy, with all this rain, the grass is going to start turning green as soon as we get some warm weather. And you're going to want a machine that's going to perform. Boy, I tell you, I've got a couple of them there. And the big one, the Super Z, well, that one has got the mulcher on it, or a thatcher. And so we're going to be thatching here within the next week. And then it's also got the vac system that'll pick up all of that. Boy, that sure beats that hand raking the yard like we used to do years ago. So check that out. Kevin's got them on hand. The different engine and mowing deck sizes, attachments, baggers, thatchers, suspension ride seat. We've got all of that available. And, of course, Kevin does repair work. So he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. If you're looking to trade, maybe old Bessie's getting a little tired, stop on by. Kevin will make you a sweet deal on old Bessie, fix you up with one of those brand new Hustlers. And of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile around there, so he'll tune up old Bessie and refurbish it and put it out for sale. So if you're on the market for something used, check with Kevin. He's usually got something there that you can pick up at a lesser price. So, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And again, don't forget, Kevin took on that Eagle power line of equipment last year. That's battery-powered equipment, that 56-volt lithium battery. And boy, some good stuff there. Weed trimmers, the weed whacker, he's got the chainsaw, all battery-powered, the blower, leaf blower. So, yeah, you can look at those, too, when you're out at Kevin's. And, boy, that sure makes yard cleanup a breeze when you have good equipment. And you'll find it all at Kevin's Countryside. Again, his phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading at 43 degrees. Music continues right now with, and we're going to switch discs now, and I have all of these available now. I have the Howard Schneider Orchestra, and we just heard the Jan Garber Orchestra. So, yeah, if you're interested in that big band sound, you can sure stop by and pick up some of that. So, right now, here's one called MAME, the Howard Schneider Orchestra.
Since you brought Dixie back to Dixieland, you make the cotton easy to pick. Oh, well, Maine, you give my old mint julep a kick. Maine, you make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. You've made us feel alive again and given us the drive again to make the South revive again, Maine.
Sound of Howard Schneider, one called MAME. Here's another favorite from days gone by, one called Marie.
Thank you.
The Howard Schneider Orchestra, a great rendition there of the song Marie. Yes, and if you're enjoying the music and you'd like a copy of these, there's 26 great songs in all on this rendition here. What a Wonderful World is what the CD is called, by Howard Schneider. So right now, I'll give you just a couple more selections. This one called the San Antonio Rose. Very pretty arrangement there of San Antonio Rose, the Howard Schneider Orchestra. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 43, our temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with one that Howard talked about in the interview. It's one called What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, oh, the dark secret night, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, oh, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, thank you. in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really singing, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
And there you have it. Yes, what a wonderful world. That is Howard Schneider, the Howard Schneider Orchestra, featuring Howard on the vocal there. Yeah, imitating the great Louis Armstrong and doing a great job of it. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.